My goodness, you've been so very helpful with your great wisdom. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 88. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today, we're going to read Job 25 and 26. It's going to be a short episode today because these are short chapters. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using, take a look at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode number 88. This is where I remind you that this is a listener-supported show. Any donation is very much appreciated, but if you sign up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation, you'll receive early access to the podcast. As soon as I post a new episode, you'll be notified with a link to the show. As I've told you before, sometimes I post shows days in advance and sometimes just the day before. But if you're signed up with a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation, you will be notified as soon as the file is put onto my server. You can find out more at lifespringmedia.com/support. And thank you. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I ask that you speak to each one of us who hears. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our ears to hear and our eyes to see what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Job chapter 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, "Dominion and awesome might belong to God. He establishes peace in his heights. Can his armies be numbered? On whom does his light not rise? How can a human being be righteous before God? How can one born of a woman be pure? Even if the moon is not bright and the stars are not pure as far as he is concerned, how much less a mortal man who is but a maggot, a son of man who is only a worm?" Job chapter 26. Then Job replied, "How you have helped the powerless, how you have saved the person who has no strength, how you have advised the one without wisdom and abundantly revealed your insight. To whom did you utter these words, and whose spirit has come forth from your mouth? The dead tremble, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. The underworld is naked before God. The place of destruction lies uncovered. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth on nothing. He locks the waters in his clouds, and the clouds do not burst with the weight of them. He conceals the face of the full moon, shrouding it with his clouds. He marks out the horizon on the surface of the waters as a boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of the heavens tremble and are amazed at his rebuke. By his power he stills the sea. By his wisdom he cut Rahab the great sea monster to pieces. By his breath the skies became fair. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Indeed, these are but the outer fringes of his ways. How faint is the whisper we hear of him! But who can understand the thunder of his power?" In Job 25 today, Bildad compared the awesome power of God to the unlikelihood of a human being righteous before him. I think he has that notion because he, like most people of that time, was basing a person's righteousness on works. But Job, even though by God's own words to Satan in chapter 1 was, quote, "a pure and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil," unquote, was a man of deep faith in God. I believe that it was because of Job's faith that God was so pleased with him. And then in chapter 26, Job begins with a sarcastic response to Bildad's description of God's might. He said, "My goodness, you've been so very helpful with your great wisdom." That's my translation. And then he goes on with an eloquent soliloquy of just a few of God's great powers and wraps it up with saying, "These are the least of his ways." Again, my translation. Continuing, Job says, "Having said all this, we have only a faint idea of who he is. But who can grasp the enormity of his power?" I think Job was saying, "Bildad, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't understand God, so who are you to tell me that God is doing these things to me? I think understandably, Job is quite testy with his friends at this point. We have just a few more chapters in the book of Job, and we're really building to a great crescendo. I hope you hang around with me. I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to begin the book of Jeremiah with a reading of chapters 1 through 6. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.